Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
You know, we say, this is my Bible. I have what it says I have. What does it say you have? Why do you say this every service year? Why do I get you to say it? Why do I say it every year? What does the Bible say you have? Well, you've got to start to think about what he says you have. He says you have healing. Why do you have healing? Because by the stripes on his back, he healed you. He says you have salvation. He says you have peace. You have joy because he gives you his peace. He says he never leaves you. I mean, when you look at what you have, when you say, this is my Bible, I have what it says I have, start to believe what you're saying. Because the Bible is true. God never lies and God cannot tell a lie. And you will have what the Bible says you have, but you've got to believe it and receive it by faith. I can do what it says I can do. Well, what does it say you can do? Stop saying, I can't manage. I can't do this. I don't have the education. He said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He says, he always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. He says, you can do all these things. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are looking unto them, and his eyes and his ears are open unto their cry. When you speak, God gives you the answer. He gives you what you need. Amen. And he wants to show himself strong in your behalf. This is not just some book written by some author. This is a book written by the author, the Holy Ghost, God. And so if it says something, you can bank on it. You can stake your life on it. I've done that more than once in my life. Do we really believe? Do we really, really believe? I mean, do you believe that God can do miracles even today? Do you believe that he'll do miracles? But not only that, he'll do it for you? Or are you still skeptical? How long is it going to take you to be Thomas? When are you going to go from Thomas to believing the way Thomas believed because he saw something? When are you going to see something in the spirit realm and get outside of your physical flesh? You see, because if you're looking in your natural realm and your carnality, you're not going to see anything good. You're not going to see anything. In fact, your carnal self, if you don't smell it right and spray it, it stinks. Yeah. Amen. But we've got to come out of our carnality. We've got to get into the spirituality. Because that's how faith is. The Bible says a just must live by faith. I've got to get to a place where this is real. The Bible is really real. It's really, really God's word to me. And God is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. How many of you believe God lies? No. Do you believe he can lie? No. Well, how can you say that in absolute faith and confidence? Because he tells you so. Amen. He says God is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. Hello? Amen. Who can lie? El Diablo, the devil. Why can he lie? Because he's the father of lies. You see, God's the father of truth. In fact, he is truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. So he tells only truth. He only speaks. He cannot lie. Tell your neighbor, say, God cannot tell a lie. So when you hear that this sickness is incurable, do you believe that God's talking to you or some other entity talking to you? It's a lie. When you hear that it's an incurable disease, it's a lie because it's not lined up with God's word. Amen. You see, you've got to judge every word by the word of God. If you don't have this and the belief in this to check out all the other words, you're going to fall. The light of the gospel will shine the truth onto the lies. And the lies have to line up with the truth if you stand on the truth long enough. We've got to get to a place where this is actually real. It's actually, hello, it's actually real. The word is the word of God in the Bible. And if God spoke it, he said, my word cannot, shall not, will not come back void. That means it will not come back without accomplishing what I said it will accomplish. So if he said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed. If you don't give up, the word's not going to give up. The devil gives up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't give up standing on that word of healing in your life, the word of God is never going to give up. It's never going to quit. It's going to produce what you continue to believe, and the devil will eventually give up on telling you the lie. And the symptoms will change. No, you didn't hear what I said. The symptoms will change. I have stood for years on the word of God for healing, and I walk in absolute divine health. Because I've chosen the word over the symptom. I've chosen the word over the lies. I've chosen the word over the curse. But we've got to get radical now. We've got to start to believe God. We've got to start to act like we believe God. We can't be religious Christians that come to church, do our duty, and then go home and nothing happens. Nothing happens. We've got to make the change. All of us, me included, we have to get to believing this, that I sell out to this. Don't play games. There's not enough time to play games. Do not play games. Don't go and have your ears tickled with a nice, cute little message. You need the truth, because it's a truth that you know that makes you free. You see, the truth is hard to face sometimes. Isn't it so? I mean, it's hard to take the truth sometimes. Someone comes and tells you your breath stinks, you want to slap them. But the fact that they told you, you can do something about it, now you're not scaring everyone off. When you come face to face with the truth sometimes, people don't like that, because, oh God, I've got to change my ways in order to match up to the truth. And therein people just fall off, fall off, fall off, because the road to destruction is very wide, but the road to the heavenly places is very narrow, and few go thereon. People fall away. People ran from Jesus. When he told them the truth, he said, except you drink my blood and eat my body, you will not live. And people turned away from Jesus. The truth will either get you closer to God, or it'll offend you and you'll run. You got to choose who you are. And if you run, you've chosen to believe a lie. Yeah, because if you don't believe the truth, you're believing a lie. And the Bible says in the end days, if it were even possible, that the elect, that's born again believers sitting in churches this morning, will be deceived. And I, for one, do not want to be deceived when the enemy comes in and he starts doing signs and wonders through magic ways and all the demonic ways that are available to them today. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff, when you look at some of the things that they're doing in this, in magicians and that, I mean, it's like, it's mind-boggling. It doesn't, I mean, how do they do that? How are they doing that? That's how the enemy is going to get us. Well, not us, but the people who don't believe. You better know this truth. Amen. I'm telling you now, you better know this truth. You better stake your life on the truth of God's word. Amen. Did you hear what I said? You better stake your life on the word of God. God is not a man that he should lie. He is God. Amen. He cannot tell a lie. And if he said, by my stripes on my back, you are healed. Well, then someone's lying in this equation. When the doctor's telling me this and the voices in my ears are telling me, and I'm agreeing with it by saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. There's lying going on. This is the Holy Ghost again, because I'm not trying to be hard. I'm trying to get us to a place where the word of God becomes everything in our life. I mean, really, the company's going to close down. We panic. We get into a flat spin. Where are we going to get an income from? How are we going to pay the mortgage? How am I going to get my kids through graduation and through college? How? We don't trust God. We said, I will supply your every need. I will supply your every need. I will supply your every single need that you would ever end up with, according to my riches in glory, not according to your job, not according to the economy, not according to the bank manager, not according to anyone, but according to God. When you believe this, and listen, it's a challenge for me as much as it is for you. But we can get to that place where we become not just talking Christians, doing Christians. Where we're actual Christians that did what the Christians with Jesus did. Laying hands on the sick, seeing them recover. Casting demons out of people. Yeah? We need to become a close-knit community of believers. I'm talking believers. The word says, them that believe shall be saved. In other words, them that don't believe will not be saved. God puts a lot of emphasis on the word believe. Our very spiritual life for all of eternity rests on believing. And then you'll get people that will come and say, well, the devil's not really real and there's more ways to God than one and all different kinds of gods are okay and all that kind of, as long as you're a good person and you do good. You see, that is a lie. That comes from the devil. And he'd love you to believe those words. There's no devil. There's more ways to God than one. You don't have to give your life to Jesus. You can get saved by whoever. He wants you to believe that. He wants you to believe that. Because when you believe that, you're in the lie, you lose everything. Everything. We have got to become people that believe God, that trust God, that take Him at His word. You know, I'll tell my wife now, it's the first time she's hearing of this. No one's heard of this before. 7 months, 7 months, I woke up one morning and I couldn't move my hands. She didn't know that. First, she's hearing of it. 7 months. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, my hands locking. And I said, no, you spirit of whatever you are, arthritis, I don't care what you are. All kinds of things came into my head, carpal tunnel, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is. But I was just breaking everything. 7 months, every single night. Every night, I couldn't close my hand and it would lock and it'd be extreme pain. Anybody ever experienced that? I don't know what it is. 7 months, I could not do this. I couldn't do it for 7 months. It's the first year. One day she said to me, what's the matter with your hands? I was walking through the house. I was doing this. I don't know if you remember. What's the matter with your hands? I said, nothing. I'm not joking. Did you guys hear him? She's sitting right here. 7 months. Today, I'm 100% free from that. 100% free. Listen, I'm giving you a testimony, not me. It's not, please, please, please. I'm no different than you, amen? I also put underarm, amen? Let me tell you what. I chose the word over the symptoms. I chose the word over the lies of the devil. I chose the word over my emotions, my feelings. The pain, I chose God's word. And I stand here as a testimony now. It's the first time this has come out. It's totally gone. Completely healed. And the devil would lie to me all the time. And you've got to keep pushing him down. You've got to keep getting him down. You've got to take those words and you've got to get rid of them. And I'm a golfer. I'm a golfer. I play golf. I love the game of golf. You understand? And isn't that amazing? Not one of those guys knew. Not one guy I played with. I never said my hands were sore, nothing. I would just grip that club and I would just, through the pain, and I'd play. Amen. 7 months. And I'm only telling you this to encourage your strength and your faith in Christ. Let me tell you what, the Word of God, I have proven it over and over and over and over in my life, time and again. I do not speak the negative side of it. I do not stand there and say, oh, what are we going to do? How am I going to do? I didn't, oh, the temptation to go on the internet and Google it. Yeah. Hello. The temptation is there, but that's the trap. See, that is the trap of the devil. Because the minute you see something, boom, you take it in. And you start thinking, is that what I got? Is this? I don't even know what it is. You know, I'm going to tell you something really strange. I don't even know where all my organs are. I don't even know what I got. All I know is it's all in place and it works. That's it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hello, friends. This is Jonathan McLean, station manager of WCNO, reminding you that prayer and praise will begin Monday morning at 7 a.m. I want to thank all of you who have already sent in your pledge forms and gifts. But it's not too late to help us get off to a strong start this coming Monday by giving your gift today. You may give by going online to WCNO.com or by texting WCNO to 24365. Would you take a moment?